From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The White House insists that President Obama is sticking to his pledge not to support any tax increase for middle-income Americans. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs.
The president's clear commitment is not to raise taxes on those making less than $250,000 a year.
Gibbs made the statement after two top administration officials indicated over the weekend that they could not rule out tax increases as the president looks for ways to reduce the federal budget deficit, a goal the White House says is essential for sustained economic growth. The president says the education benefits in the new GI Bill that took effect over the weekend will not only help military veterans, but will give a boost to the U.S. economy as well. The benefits are aimed at men and women who've served in the military in the years since the September 11th attacks. NPR's Don Gagne has the story.
This new GI Bill is patterned after the original GI Bill that helped World War II veterans pay for college once they returned home. The new law will pay out nearly $80 billion in benefits over the next decade. The president says anyone who has served in the armed forces since 9/11, including reservists and the National Guard, are eligible.
The contributions that our servicemen and women can make to this nation do not end when they take off that uniform. We owe a debt to all who serve. And when we repay that debt to those bravest Americans among us, then we are investing in our future. Not just their future, but also the future of our own country.
Also under the new law, benefits may be transferred to families of military members who've been killed while serving. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is calling on Iran to provide information about the status of three American hikers reportedly arrested there last week after they crossed into the country from northern Iraq. Clinton urged Iranian authorities to return the three as quickly as possible. Clinton leaves tonight on an 11-day trip to sub-Saharan Africa. She'll make stops in Kenya, South Africa, and the continent's top oil-producing nations. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
The U.S. envoy to Africa, Johnny Carson, has said that the Clinton trip is meant to underscore the Obama administration's commitment to Africa as a priority of U.S. foreign policy. The Secretary of State will address a raft of pressing issues on the continent, from political corruption and inertia in Kenya to the Islamist insurgency in Somalia to HIV/AIDS in South Africa, violence against women in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and opportunities for greater ties between the U.S. and oil producers, Angola and Nigeria. This will be a protracted trip, and Clinton is expected to visit seven nations. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
Stock prices are higher at the start of a new trading week on Wall Street. The Dow Industrials up 104 points at 9,276. The NASDAQ Composite Index is up 24. The S&P 500 has gained 13. This is NPR News from Washington. A widely watched gauge of manufacturing activity shows the decline in that sector has slowed further and is poised for a turnaround. The Institute for Supply Management's business survey also found that the decline in manufacturing jobs has slowed dramatically. Norbert Orr is director of the survey for the group.
We'll have to get into a growth mode, of course, before we start replacing manufacturing jobs. But in the near term, it's good to see that that number is at least the rate of decline is slowing.
Orr says the manufacturing sector has not experienced overall growth in a year and a half. A judge in Los Angeles has granted the mother of Michael Jackson permanent guardianship of his three children. NPR's Karen Grigsby Gates has the story.
Judge Mitchell Beckloff granted Mrs. Jackson's request that she be appointed permanent guardian of the singer's three young children per his will. Michael Joseph Jackson Jr., known as Prince Michael, his sister Paris, and their younger brother Prince Michael II will continue to reside with their grandmother. Under an agreement reached last week with Mrs. Jackson, Debbie Rowe, the children's biological mother and Michael Jackson's ex-wife, will have visiting rights. In a surprise twist, an attorney for Jackson's dermatologist, Dr. Arnold Klein, came before the court to indicate that Klein wants input in how Jackson's two older children are raised and educated. Some media reported that Klein is their biological father, something Klein has alternately denied and not commented upon. Judge Beckloff, who is also reviewing estate matters, says Klein has no legal status to allow such consideration. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
A grand jury in New York has indicted former New York Giants star Plaxico Burress on a weapons charge. He was involved in an incident last fall in which he accidentally shot himself in the thigh at a nightclub in Manhattan. I'm Craig Windham, NPR.